Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications in Albany, Director of Metropolitan Public Strategies, the former Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So, Ken, it's Earth Day today, and we're looking at some of the environmental initiatives in New York.
Yeah, the governor has bragged about his $100 billion infrastructure program, and they've increased that to $150 billion as part of this new budget. You know, the legislature has also taken a number of environmental initiatives. The legislature and the governor this year banned the use of plastic bags in most cases. That takes effect next year. You've seen Suffolk County ban the use of plastic straws and reducing styrofoam. So there's a bunch of stuff going on now. I think environmental issues are going to probably find a more receptive ear with the state legislature now, with the Democrats in control of both houses after the Republicans held control of the Senate for so long.
And, of course, one of the fights that's going on is between the EPA and the DEC when it comes to the issue of dredging the Hudson River.
Yeah, that's been a decades-long fight that doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. The EPA, the DEC wants to see more done with the dredging of the Hudson River. The EPA says it looks like it's near completion, so it's a fight that we've been hearing for decades, and like I said, I think it's something we're going to see going forward.
One of the other topics that's been somewhat frightening to many is this breakout of measles we're seeing, and the Senate Democrats, to that end, are starting an awareness campaign.
Yeah, the Daily News reported on Monday that the Senate Dems are going to, you know, there's been 359 confirmed cases of measles in Brooklyn and Queens since October. So the Senate Dems are going to have posters and flyers that their members will distribute in their districts, and social media posts directing people to the State Health Department website. It's becoming an issue, and especially in the Orthodox Jewish communities downstate, but it's spreading, and so the Senate Dems at least want to raise awareness on it.
Finally, the state comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli, is saying that the tax revenues are way down. They fell $4.7 billion, more than 4% this budget season, and now going forward, not looking good.
No, it created a lot of uncertainty, because not only was the reduction a lot higher than they expected, a lot of it came from a lower receipt of personal income tax, but also what makes it weird is that in March, the projections were actually above what they thought would come in. So they're looking at it very carefully. If, you know, the trend overall continues, it could mean more belt tightening within the state budget. It was a tight budget in terms of a lot of people weren't happy with the money that went to education and other areas of the budget. And we talk about infrastructure projects, you know, capital projects. They haven't even dealt really with the bulk of those yet, like where the capital money would go. If the receipts continue to plummet, then you're going to see that a lot of belt tightening and a lot of things people want to see funded are just not going to happen.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Monday. Ken, thanks. We'll catch up with you on Friday.
Anytime. Be well.